Hello.
Hello, this is Karen Lopez from Opinion Research. Today we are conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics, and your participation is very important to the success of this research. Can you tell me, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I don't like where it's coming to.
I'm sorry?
I'm disgustified.
Okay, and is that somewhat or very dissatisfied?
Very, very.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of the following issues I'm going to mention is to you? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it is a very important issue to you. You may use any number between 0 and 10, and the first one is democracy.
Democracy has a 10.
I'm sorry?
A 10. That's over.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I know I can hear you.
Yeah, I said it was a 10, baby. I ain't gonna lie to you, it's a 10.
Okay, thank you so much. Then we have voting rights.
We don't got no rights. We only got only cars. Cars we drive.
I'm sorry.
Only cars we drive. We don't got no bus. Ain't no buses or nothing, man. Well, man.
Can you tell me on a scale from 0 to 10, how important is the voting rights an important issue to you?
I don't know what is the golden rod.
No, voting rights. I mean, when you go to vote, you have some rights?
Yeah, no, the vote is good. I like the vote, but I don't know if it's all the way going through. Because when I vote for it, it always goes to the other person.
Okay, and how important are the voting rights to you?
Very important. That's very important. I'm trying to change my governor and mayor where I'm at.
Okay. And on a scale from 0 to 10, how much is that?
A 10. That's a 10.
Okay. Thank you so much. Then we have K through 12 education.
I said one. They good down here. I like them down here. Down here, they good. The education, they good.
Okay, and it's, you said it's what is a 10?
Yeah, 1 to 10 is a 10. It's a 10. Education is 10 down here.
Okay, thank you so much. And the next one is crime and violence. How important is this to you?
How much is to me is a whole lot because I got kids.
Okay, and on a scale from 0 to 10?
Is a 9 down here.
Okay, got it. And then we have... got it, thank you so much. And then we have abortion rights.
That's on them, it ain't on me.
On a scale from 0 to 10, how much would you say that this is important to you?
Say.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I say.
Okay, thank you so much. Then we have reproductive freedom.
Who freedom?
A reproductive freedom.
Republican freedom or immigrant freedom?
No, it's a reproductive freedom.
You gotta break that word down to me, because if that's going with Hillary, I'm going with Trump. I'm voting for Trump.
Okay, and how much, how important is reproductive freedom for you? How important?
10. A 10. That's a 10.
Okay, thank you. The next one is healthcare.
Obamacare.
How much important is healthcare for you?
A 10.
Okay, thank you. And how important is student loan debt for you?
0.
0, okay. Then we have racism and discrimination.
10.
20.
Got it. The next one is inflation and the cost of living.
10.
Thank you so much. Then we have climate change.
Climate change?
Yes.
10.
Got it. The next one is criminal justice reform.
10.
Got it. The next one is immigration.
10.
Got it. And the last one is jobs and wages.
10.
Okay, thank you so much for your responses so far. Now, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Okay, thank you so much. And now, can you tell me, what is your race?
Black, 99.9.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Okay, thank you. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
I'm a whole 99.9 male.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, can you please tell me, what is the year of your birth?
1985.
Okay, thank you so much. And what is the highest level of a school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
High school.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. Where a 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you?
0.
Okay, thank you. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please write down.
Say that one more time.
Yes. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Can you please raise your hand up?
0.
Okay, thank you. Now, can you please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and nations on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold? And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. The first one is...
I'll go to 5.
Okay, the first one is Team Wolves.
You said Team Wolves?
Yes.
I don't know them people.
Okay. Then we have Brian Kemp.
Oh, Brian, kick him out the office.
I'm sorry?
Zero.
Okay, thank you. The next one is Andre Dickens.
Eight.
Okay. The next one is J.D. Vance.
Eight.
Okay. The next one is Brad Raffensperger.
Zero.
Got it. Then we have John Ossoff.
Zero.
Got it. And the last one is Raphael Warnock.
Zero.
Okay, thank you so much for your responses. Now, again, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Trump.
Got it, thank you. And again, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Both.
I'm sorry?
Both.
Did you say both?
Yes.
Well, actually, we don't have the option of both.
I'm just saying, because I'm in Georgia, I'm trying to see who's running for Georgia and all that. I got to know who everybody who's running. Now, I heard you only get one flag all around the town. I need to see who's running. They don't show you on the news who's running for Georgia, who's running for this part of Georgia. You don't get that. Down here, we don't get that on the news down here. You get one major person, the governor, the mayor, that's the counselor. That's it.
Okay.
They don't get
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, next week we'll get people knocking at the door, talking about vote for this person, vote for that. But we don't know the person. We don't know.
Okay, so right now you don't know who you will vote for.
Yeah, for president, I know I'm voting for Trump.
Okay, got it. And, well, if you had to choose, would you vote for a Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate for the House representative?
I'll go with Democrat.
Okay, thank you so much. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
No, I voted for Trump. I voted for Trump, but we didn't get Trump. They gave us Joe Biden.
Okay, got it. And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
After Obama and then Trump, it was good. And then after that, Biden, it got worse. It's worse. The gas, everything went up. Everything. Shit, by the time we got a vote, I'll be homeless.
Okay. And so you will say that it is much worse?
Yeah, much worse. Much worse.
Thank you so much. And some people say that no matter who people vote for, it will make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, those voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
It make a big difference. Let Trump give us some stimulus check.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I'm going to give you a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person